Tomorrow marks the 40th anniversary of the Elliott Bay Book Company. The store first opened their doors in Pioneer Square back in 1973. They relocated to their present location on Capitol Hill in 2010. Rex Simonson is the lead book buyer for Elliott Bay. I talked to him back in August 2011 about Elliott Bay and Seattle book culture. He first explained how the opening of Elliott Bay Book Company 40 years ago today changed his life.
Actually, the opening of Elliott Bay in 1973 played a part of that. I was at a job in a restaurant in that neighborhood, the books in this new bookstore on Main Street that Walter Carve started, beckoned.
When you started doing the readings at Elliott Bay back at that older location in Pioneer Square, were they an instant success?
No. Well, part of what was going on was in the early 1980s, it was a bit of a sense that certain things weren't being said and heard, and certainly certain books didn't have a place. And so we had a few times when authors came in, notably Lewis Hyde in the summer of 1984, who had done this book, The Gift, a remarkable book. And that went well. And then we decided that fall to embark on a little bit of a series. And people here from Seattle, like Charles Johnson and Colleen McElroy, were part of it. And people came to all of them in different quantities and different numbers. But you could tell there was some enthusiasm for it.
Over the years, you've really encouraged a lot of people to get in touch with a lot of different books. And I understand publishers call you now to ask you questions. You get manuscripts sent to you.
Yeah.
Do they pay any attention, though? Well,
it seems to. I mean, it's a varied life. I mean, it happens. And it's not just me. There's other colleagues in the store. But it's, again, when you see people read these books when they get the chance, then and a response, that's often what I'm doing is reconveying that enthusiasm that comes back to me.
I just read a story saying that 80% of books sold are sold as paper books, and I was actually surprised it was that large a percentage. You just get the sense from the Kindle and e-books that the bookstore, the real book, is beginning to evaporate in importance. How has that had any measurable impact on book sales at Elliott Bay, both overall and in the kinds of books that you sell?
Probably, but we're probably in the middle of it that it's hard to say. It's a little bit. I mean, I've heard anecdotal. I've heard a story about a bookstore in Manhattan that at Grand Central Station that would sell, say, a new John Grisham book. You know, on the day of the release day of the book, they would sell 100 copies to these commuters, and that kind of number has changed dramatically. I wouldn't say it's there yet. I don't think anyone knows quite what the effect of how many people are going to buy books in both versions, and there may be yet versions where a book is available. If you buy one, you get the other, a physical book and a link to the download version. I think you know, there's this rush to embrace this, and that will, you know, it certainly will have an impact and effect. It's a little bit early to say. But I do keep in mind a little bit that I was a child of a time when food was going to be done in a quicker, more efficient way. You know, why go this instead of this whole hurry up and get your book downloaded? You could basically have your things microwaved and frozen and all this other way. And there's certainly been a qualitative shift to food and things the other way. And there may be some of that with books too, there's some swinging of pendulums and all.
Rex Simonson, lead book buyer for the Elliott Bay Book Company. The store is celebrating its 40th anniversary tomorrow with an in-store event. Authors Jim Lynch and Maria Semple will be there reading stories on the theme of Seattle, past, present, and future.